Revelation Pouring Down from Heaven by Adam Olson, Church Magazines. A heavy spray soaks those who get too close to Pulhapansac Falls in Honduras. But Jose Santiago Castillo doesn't mind. To Jose, the pouring water represents a promise that has been meaningful to him since Heavenly Father first answered his prayers about the gospel. If we want wisdom, we can ask, Jose says. See James chapter 1, verse 5. Just as a man couldn't stop this water, the Lord promises he will pour down knowledge upon the saints. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 121, verse 33. Jose's experience in the church has taught him that a testimony grows line upon line, but that it doesn't have to be a slow process. There is a flood of revelation available. The prophet Joseph Smith taught, God hath not revealed anything to Joseph, but what he will make known unto the 12, and even the least saint may know all these things as fast as he is able to bear them. Before being baptized, I asked Heavenly Father to confirm that what he had revealed to me was true, the Book of Mormon, the word of wisdom, tithing, says Jose, now serving as Elders Quorum President. Asking him is how we get answers. See Moses chapter 1, verse 18. However, we must prepare ourselves to receive revelation. If we want to get wet, we have to get in the water, Jose says. If we want revelation, we must go where revelation will fall. We must be where we should be, doing what we should be doing. We learn many things if we are diligent. See 1 Nephi chapter 15, verses 8 through 11. Sidebar. As well might man stretch forth his puny arm to stop the Missouri River in its decreed course, or to turn it upstream, as to hinder the Almighty from pouring down knowledge from heaven upon the heads of the Latter-day Saints. Doctrine and Covenants, section 121, verse 33. End of the article, Revelation Pouring Down from Heaven, by Adam Olson.